Numbers chapter 35. Command the children of Israel that they give to the Levites from the inheritance of their possessions some cities to live in, and you shall give suburbs for the cities around them to the Levites. The cities shall they have to live in, and their suburbs shall be for their animals. The suburbs of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be from the wall of the city and outward 2,000 cubits around it. The idea was that the Levites didn't have any inheritance in the same way as the other tribes did. They didn't have land which they could pass on to their children. And the Levites were supposed to be supported by the rest of the Israelites. They were to get the tithes, they were to have the dedicated things, things that were dedicated to God, animals, etc., were effectively eaten by them. And so they were to have a very sort of loose hold on material things, on things like property and income and stuff like that, and to just trust that God would provide for them, and to focus on serving God and on studying God's word and sharing it with the people, bearing in mind that most people in those days were illiterate. So they really depended on the Levites to tell them what was God's word. Now, in the New Testament, we are presented as the Levites, and this should be our attitude, therefore, that, yep, the Lord will provide. I don't have any continuing city in this land. I don't have any interest in building up some great inheritance for my kids. I'm just here to serve God as is right now. And the Levites had been given to God, God said, in place of all the firstborn of the Israelites that had been saved by the blood of the Lamb on Passover night. But Paul says that we are a church of the firstborns. So the Levites are us. We are to have that same attitude, that we're just passing through, we're just happy to have whatever property we have to live in and have a very loose hold on material things, because we are dedicated to the Lord's work. Well, Israel didn't really give them the tithes as they should have done, and even these cities for the Levites they were supposed to give them, it seems to me that often they didn't. They were supposed to give the Levites 48 cities altogether, it says here. And yet, a lot of those priestly cities, which they were supposed to give to them, were in areas maybe up in the mountains, in remote parts of the country, in places that the people of Israel had not actually conquered, they had not driven out the Canaanites from. So I'm not sure how many cities were actually given out of those 48. Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person unknowingly may flee there. So if you accidentally killed a person, maybe in an accident at work, then you could be killed by the next of kin, by the relative of the person you'd accidentally killed. And so you had to flee to a city of refuge. And we're told in Hebrews that we have fled for refuge into the Lord Jesus. And so these things become true for us. We also sin and we deserve to die, but if you know what I mean, it's not that we willfully did it. We have not committed the sin of presumption. We are in the position of Paul, who says that the good that I would, I find I just can't seem to do, and the evil that I hate doing, I find I end up doing. Well, there is a way of escape, to flee into the city of refuge, which is Jesus. So in those days, they had these literal cities of refuge. And there were to be six cities of refuge, three on each side of the River Jordan. The children of Israel and the stranger and the foreigner living among them can take refuge in these six cities of refuge. But if he struck him with an instrument of iron so that he died purposefully, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. If he struck him with a stone intending to kill him, he is a murderer. The murderer will be put to death. The avenger of blood shall himself put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he shall put him to death. If he thrust him from hatred, or threw something at him, lying in wait so that he died, then the murderer shall be put to death when the avenger of blood meets him. But if he thrust him without hatred, or dropped something on him without planning to, or with a stone, accidentally, then the congregation shall judge between the striker and the avenger of blood, and the congregation will deliver the manslayer out of the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to his city of refuge, to where he has fled. He shall live there until the death of the high priest, and then he could go free. So that, of course, also looks forward to the Lord Jesus, that we flee into the city of refuge, and because Jesus the High Priest has died for us, we are thereby made free. Even though we should, in a sense, die for our sin, we will be set free. But if the manslayer at any time goes outside the border of his city of refuge, to where he has fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the border of the city of refuge, then the avenger of blood may kill the manslayer and shall not be guilty of blood. The idea is we must abide in Christ and not just think, oh yeah, I've lived here long enough, it's sort of all okay. No. These things shall be a law and an ordinance to you. Whoever kills any person, the murderer shall be slain at the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person that he die. You shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. Money can't replace human life. I think that is the principle, and that's a principle that applies in a lot of ways to us, because we live in a world where people think money is all important, but money can't replace life. You shall not defile the land which you inhabit, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, Yahweh, dwell in the midst of the children of Israel. So then, we are to learn from this, that actually, later on it says, God would have added more cities of refuge, so that it became easier, as it were, to find refuge when you were guilty of blood. But it seems they didn't really bother with this, and so they didn't have that strength, and they didn't have that ability to flee for refuge, which they could otherwise have had. The other thing is, when you look at where those cities were, they were nearly all in the mountains or out in the desert. You had to make quite an effort to get there. And it's the same with us coming into Christ, which we do by being baptized into Jesus. You've got to make some effort. You've got to make a conscious decision that I quit this world and all that is around me, like Abraham did when he left of the Chaldees, and I am going to go God's way, and I am going to be in Christ, and I will abide in him and not come out of him.